Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Hello, friends. Welcome back. I know, believe it or not, we're still going to be talking about this concept of busyness. I get a lot of calls, a lot of text, a lot of email, a lot of, I'm so busy. So these podcasts really help you reframe what busy is and can look like for you and in your life. Today, I want to take this theme a little kind of in a redirect and kind of rethink busyness in cultivating meaningful connection. So I'm going to kind of challenge you a little bit today, and I'm going to ask you to reconsider your relationship with busyness and start putting into awareness and explore different ways to nurture deeper connections in your life. I think the most important first step is that we just take a moment to reflect on the culture of busyness and how it impacts every aspect of the society that we live in. I just want to sit here for a minute. I want to be reflectful. I want to sit here for a moment and just reflect. What does it look like for you? Are you feeling like you're running place to place? When you wake up in the morning, does your calendar feel easy? As you are moving throughout your day, are you feeling frazzled or well-paced? In life, unfortunately, we're in this space, in this place where busyness is looked at as a badge of honor, putting some valuation on productivity and success. But is this really the case for you? Henry David Thoreau said, "It is not enough to be busy, so are the ants. The question is, what are we busy about?" Thoreau's words remind us that being busy doesn't necessarily equate to meaningful action. In fact, busy leads to burnout, a sense of disconnect, fear, stepping away from what truly matters to us. What's true to our soul, what's true to our life, what's true to our rhythm. So the question is, what can we do to break free from the cycle of busyness and cultivate more meaningful connections in our life? I feel one key is to slow down and to embrace this present moment. Eckhart Tolle said, "In today's rush, we all think too much, seek too much, want too much, and forget about the joy of just being." This insight highlights the importance of being present and fully engaged in the moment. When we slow down and savor the simple joys of life, we create space for deeper connections to flourish. Often on this podcast, I mention mindfulness as a key piece in self-care. This is a continued reminder to help us keep this as the priority, which is to stay present. I feel one major factor contributing to our culture of busyness is the constant influence of technology. While technology has undoubtedly brought us closer in many ways, it also serves as a barrier to genuine connection. Vincent Nichols says, "We're losing social skills, the human interaction skills, how to read a person's mood, how to read their body language, how to be patient until the moment is right to make or press a point. Too much exclusive use of electronic information dehumanizes what is a very, very important part of community life and living together. Our reliance on electronic communication can erode the fabric of genuine human connection. To counteract this, We must be intentional about carving out time for face-to-face interaction and meaningful conversations. I was out at a really nice restaurant for dinner recently, and I was sitting having a knee-to-knee conversation with my partner. And as I looked around the restaurant, two-thirds of the table, there was one or more members of the party on their phone. Wasn't just taking the cute Instagram food photo, but instead of engaging in meaningful conversation, literally people were communicating across the table on their phone. I was kind of saddened because so much was being missed in that present moment. The next question is, how can we foster deep connections both on and offline? So much of our life is now spent online between Zoom meetings and other things such as Teams or different ways to communicate. One strategy is to set boundaries around this technology and prioritize quality over quantity in our interactions. So maybe instead of Zooming every day, maybe it's once a week and have it more concise. Keith Ferrazzi says, the currency of real networking is not greed, but generosity. Ferrazzi reminds us that true connection is built on a foundation of generosity and genuine care for others. By investing time and energy into building meaningful relationships, we not only enrich our own lives, but also contribute to the well-being of those around them. I find reciprocity is the key in cultivating genuine connection. So what does that genuine connection look like past technology? Maybe it's picking up the phone. Maybe it's handwriting a letter. Maybe it's setting a coffee date where you can sit knee-to-knee, technology-free. As I wrap up these thoughts on rethinking busyness and cultivating meaningful connections, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your own relationships with busyness. Are you prioritizing what truly matters in your life? Are you nurturing deep and meaningful connections with those you care about? I invite you to circle back and listen to this episode regularly. Take the time to pause, to reflect, to think about those in your life who are true and meaningful to you. I appreciate you joining me on this journey. And remember, it's never too late to slow down, to be present, and to invest in those relationships that matter the most. Until next time, take care, stay connected, and have an amazing day.
Hello, friends. If you want to learn more about today's topic, follow along with my adventure, or explore more fascinating ideas, complete the link below to join my newsletter. Your curiosity and commitment to learning are what make this journey so rewarding. Thank you for growing with me. Until next time.